Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we continue to read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Have you had the chance to spend a little time outside yet today, or maybe yesterday? If you have, I hope you've been able to take that little extra time to smell the roses, as the saying goes, to breathe in the fresh air, observe the sun or the moon in the vast sky, to feel the breeze or biting wind or perhaps scorching heat, rain, or even snow on your cheek as your eyes beheld the glory of God's creation all around you. The tiny flowers, dusty hills, fields of grain, or refreshing ponds, lakes, and oceans of sparkling waters, all created by our powerful, majestic God, created for His glory and for our sustenance. With those thoughts in mind, here's today's reflection on Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent. He lays the beams of his chambers on the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He rides on the wings of the wind. He makes his messengers winds, his ministers a flaming fire. He set the earth on its foundations so that it should never be moved. You covered it with a deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Beside them, the birds of the heavens dwell. They sing among the branches. From your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them the birds build their nests. The stork has her home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. He made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness, and it is night, when all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they steal away and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the sea, great and wide, which teems with creatures innumerable, living things both small and great. There go the ships and Leviathan, which you form to play in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. And I just want to repeat verse 1 again. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. Such great words and a beautiful way to open up the psalm of creation. One has only to look around to see the mighty hand of God in all of the created world, from the spectacular to the mundane, from glorious sunsets that fill the sky with fiery bursts of colors of reds, oranges, yellows, and purples, to the tiniest blade of grass created so that animals can eat and survive. Creation is truly amazing, beautiful, useful, and glorious. And all of creation points to the glory of God, the Creator, clothed in unmatched splendor and majesty and power. And God didn't just create this world and walk away saying, good luck with everything. Not at all. God remains interested and active in sustaining order and life, even allowing the created things to wither and die, returning to dust, as new creations grow and provide sustenance for the next generation. As God's most precious creation, man is given all of these things to care for and use according to need, all the while remembering and praising God that He provides everything we need for life. It's so sad to hear people who choose to reject God's creation of the world and turn instead to theories of happenstance and man's own efforts, theories which try really hard to figure out how the world began, but never talk about the why. Well, believers know why. It is God's word in passages like this psalm today that tell us that it is truly God who created and brought forth all life and beauty in our world, and He did this all so that we, as His prized creation, could see and experience His mighty power and glory. And every day that we're on this earth, we continue to see and experience God in action, preserving us, guiding us, loving us, even down to the smallest, most insignificant creations. The Midwest part of our country was hit with powerful storms yesterday that dumped more than 12 inches of snow in many towns and cities. The storm was accompanied by bitter winds causing blizzard conditions across the Midwest. Yet in the midst of all that, God's care for His creation was revealed in one simple little way, documented by our daughter and shared with the rest of the family via text messaging. It's so great to have that available these days, isn't it? As she was watching the progression of the snowstorm outside, through glass doors, thankful for the comfort and warmth of her own home, she noticed two little dark lumps on one of the branches of a nearby tree. The two little lumps were swaying with the movement of the tree, which were being covered by layer after layer of snow. Taking a picture on her phone, and then zooming in on the tree branch, she realized that those two little lumps were a pair of dove birds seeking shelter from the cold and snow under the leaves and in the tangle of tree branches. They puffed up their wings, huddled close, tucked their heads into their feathers, and remained still as could be for several hours until the wind and snow had died down and they could then fly away to perhaps their nest or a safe place in yet another tree. But how great is our God who looks after even the smallest of His creations. How blessed we are to have that powerful God who not only created the beautiful world of nature that we see, but who continues to watch over and preserve life, proving His supreme majesty and glory in all creation. For at His word, the mountains rose for all to see. The valleys sank down to where God wanted them to be and filled them with gushing springs. By God's holy design, the waters give drink to every beast of the field, and beside them, the birds that sing among the branches. By God's word and design, the grass grows to feed the livestock and provides plants for man to cultivate and eat. Rocky Mountains are home for our furry little creatures, and even Leviathan, which was some sort of a sea creature, is given a place to live even as it is subject to God's will also. From Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 21. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And finally, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them. This psalm reminds us that our God is indeed a very great God, a loving, living God who created all things and provides for all of our needs on a daily basis. Even the evil that we must endure because of sin in the world has been overcome by Jesus' death and resurrection. For in the abundant glory and might of God, all creation is subject to him now and forever, including Satan. The wicked will one day be no more, while the meditations of all those who believe will be pleasing to God forever and will be rejoicing again with all creation in heaven. We pray. Almighty God, we thank you today for all the blessings given to us through your creation. The sun, the moon, the trees and flowers, the waters, and even the air that we breathe. Keep us by your Holy Spirit from being distracted by the evil thoughts, words, and deeds that Satan would have us fall prey to, but rather move us to praise you, our holy God and Lord, for all good things. You are a very great God. You are our God, and by your grace, bless us and preserve us to eternal life with you. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.